With Palante there, he's a high ground ball guy. With traffic, we don't mind the weight at bat. Head-to-head had more ground ball there. Helsley, obviously more punch out. With the four-seamer at the top of the zone and the velo, we like the Helsley on belt. So that was the thought behind that one.
So naturally, the way baseball works, he needs the ground ball.
Correct. That's why this game is silly. Yeah.
The ability for Helsley and what he's done, I mean, he's just walking tightropes in these games, but he's flawless, essentially.
Yeah, he's been really good. Biggest thing about it is he's confident, and that goes a long ways. It helps throw triple digits and to be able to locate, and he's got his other stuff that go along with it. But you have a really confident guy right now that's convicted behind every pitch, so this is a really good version of him.
There's a stat from last season. He's had 39 carried runners, only allowed four to score. I think he's gotten all eight, kept them on base this year. And that's the essence of being a high leverage reliever, right?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. It's you trust him going in there and getting the job done. Even a day like today where he wasn't feeling great, he still got it done. So, like I said, this is a really good, healthy version of Helsley.
How much of this game swings on Yachty sticking out that running play in the fifth inning?
That's big. He just sees the field way better than everybody else. And the decision he made there, the communication with Sosa, we saw that one coming, and it's just that's a really nice play. It definitely gives us a ton of momentum there.
As he's seeing it from the field, from your spot in the dugout, are you seeing sort of the same things he's seeing?
Yeah, that's the way I would think through it as well. Yeah, but to be in real time and make those decisions, it takes an elite player, and that's the difference.
Is that part of his genius of doing this for 19 years, seeing things like that, little things that others might have missed?
No doubt. When you're at the level, and we got a decent amount of these guys in that clubhouse where they're no longer worried about themselves. They're not internal. They are confident in what they're doing, and that allows them to see the rest of the field and pick up on some nuances and pick up on the coaches and the base runners, and just that play is a perfect example of an elite player.
Was that an unusually bad sun field today?
Not sure. It didn't seem easy. That's for sure.
And so as it comes over, makes a really nice play to bail out Donovan as well, in addition to the play from Slater. That's a pretty important play.
That's a big play for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I didn't think Hudson is so much better at home. I think he's like 14-3 in his career here. He's been better here this season.
I don't know if I have a real good answer for that. Yeah, I mean, it helps the pitch in this ballpark just overall. But, yeah, as far as the record go, I'm not completely sure.
You touched on Sosa's defense there. Tommy had a couple plays.
Yeah, he did.
That took away hits.
Yeah, I wrote those down as well. Those are big plays, the line drive by Longo and the diving play in the four hole there. So we get used to that, but the reality is those are two legit plays. So
this is kind of the game you described before, where not many runs, so the weight is on everything else, the defense, moments like Yachty, moments like Helsley to kind of come through.
And that's the difference. If we're going to go through this stretch where we've talked about our offense quite a bit, you're going to have to win ball games the way we just did, where we pitch well, we play good defense, we make good decisions, and score 3-4 runs, and there'll be a stretch where we hit. But you still have to win ball games when you're not feeling great. That's what we did today.
By the way, Tommy adds a home run. That's pretty
good. Yeah, I love seeing that, and we've seen a little bit more of that as far as his ability to get guys out of here and pull the ball in the air. He's using the whole field, so we're seeing a complete Eddie right now, and that's to his credit, that's a lot of hard work.
Were you surprised where the ball that Yachty hit landed?
No.
Okay. It didn't sound gone to you off the bat. Yeah, it was, I don't know, I'm way worse at this than you are, but it sounded pretty gone.
Ballpark, I never think it's gone until I actually see it over the fence, so it's, But he hit it pretty good.
Is this his best game, Yachty? Do you feel like he's all the way back now?
I think we've seen several games now where Yachty looks like Yachty. His at-bats have looked a lot better. his bat's getting through the zone really well. We've seen him pull some balls. We've seen him stay on some balls. He's just taking some tough pitches. So the last several games he's played, I think we're seeing a really good version of him.